This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There are premium opportunities for row crop markets. We'll have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
What a downtown strike.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th. Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart. Live.
Unlike commodity crops, farmers growing premium crops can demand higher prices, with some of them being hard to grow and others not as much. Kelsey Graber, the product line manager for specialty corn at Clarkson Grain in Illinois, said there is growing demand for niche non-GMO and organic crops in the global marketplace.
Yeah, so we handle straight non-GMO and organic. Everything comes into our corn plant in Cerro Gordo or our soybean plant in Mattoon. We have just basic non-GMO white corn, non-GMO yellow corn, but then we also get into hybrid-specific or variety-specific soybeans in Mattoon. So most of our soybeans are being cleaned and sent to Japan, Southeast Asia for tofu, soy sauce, soy milk. So protein levels are very specific. Hilum color is very specific. In our corn, it's a little less labor-intensive as far as segregation, but those are just some of the opportunities available.
These premiums can bring added value to a producer's income, but with extra management costs.
I think just understanding the premiums, and also something is a lot of these are contracted grower programs. So make sure you're reaching out early and getting into these programs. So for instance, we're going to roll out our non-GMO buying program and premiums in September, and that will be for the 2027 crop. And then organics roll out in December. So these programs fill up fast. Also, seed availability can be limited as well. So if you're interested in it, I would really encourage you to start looking into those opportunities between now and in August.
Premium crops such as white corn, non-GMO, and organic differ from conventional yellow corn and soybeans. Information about premium crops can be found at clarksongrain.com, along with your local elevator, seed dealers, and grain companies. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.